Earlier this week on Instagram, I shared a piece of writing that came up for me, and I want to expand on that a little bit here. What I'd written was, some of us have years of tears waiting to be cried. Some of us have years of tears waiting to be cried. That was inspired by a cry that I'd had. And it was for no particular reason. All of this pent-up emotion that I couldn't quite pinpoint where it was coming from, what it was about, how it happened, what led to it. I don't know. What I do know is that there is a small version of us, many small versions of us, all of our previous selves are still inside of us. And everything that happened to us is waiting to be felt. It's waiting to be felt because you can only heal when you feel. You can only heal when you feel. And the feeling, what we tend to do is with the feeling, we brush it under the carpet or we feel it for a little while and then put a time limit on it. And then say to ourselves, I need to get on with life. And so we harden up and we move through it. We hustle, we grind. You got to live life. You got to get on with your responsibilities in the world. That's understandable. But most of us do it at the expense of our own ability to feel. And so years down the line, there's no surprise that you feel numb or you feel unfulfilled in some way. Because there is a part of you that feels broken, that feels unseen, that feels unheard, that feels undernourished. I was going to say unnourished. Don't think that's a word. Well, maybe it is now. I think the pain we carry within us is the pain of all of those past selves. Because all those past selves, like the Russian dolls, they're all inside one another. They're all with you. Even though they no longer are physically present, they live inside of you. You have shifted, molded, and evolved over time from that small person to who you are today. But each of those versions of you still live inside of you. And some of us are carrying the sadness and the grief from other people, from our lineage, from our previous generations. We're carrying that. And we have the ability to, if that is you, that's definitely been me in my situation. But if it's you have the opportunity to feel it, to heal it, to move through it, to let it go and allow for it to dissolve and dissipate. So a new space can be born in which new wisdom and new light can emerge. And so the work, the way I see it, is the work, quote unquote, the work, the inner work, the healing. The healing is the work. That's how you clear the channel for new life to emerge, new ideas to emerge, new perspectives to emerge, new emotions to emerge, a new sense of peace purpose and passion. Give yourself the space to feel the things that you've been putting off from feeling. It's scary, I know, because once you unravel it, you don't know how deep it's going to go. But that's the beauty, because the deeper you can go, the more your heart will open, the more access you will have to your soul essence. The more access you will have to a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment. And isn't that what this is all about? This whole game of life is feeling and healing over and over again. It is a continual cycle of growing, expanding, contracting, growing, expanding, contracting, all the way until the day we die. But in between, the magic in the human experience is allowing ourselves to feel it all, to not numb ourselves off from life. I'm trying to, as best I can, I'm still learning every day, but I'm trying to lean into life every day, to lean into the emotions, to lean into the situations, to lean into the conflict in my mind, to lean into the beauty of every moment that's presented to me. I've cried many tears over the years, and I'm sure that in the coming days, weeks, months, and years, there will be more tears, because healing happens in layers. So be gentle, be compassionate with yourself, be kind. I love you, and I'll talk to you again soon.